Welcome back to Michigan Celebrates Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Jeffrey Mosier, and each spring I host great winners across the state of Michigan in our business community. This time around, reaching out to Mark Alexander, founder and CEO, Light Rays, Mount Clemens, Michigan. He's a Best Small Business Awardee for the Michigan Celebrates Small Business cycle for 2024. Mark, welcome to Michigan Celebrates.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's an absolute honor to be here, and I'm excited about this moment that we have when it comes to Michigan Celebrate Small Business. And more importantly, I'm excited to be able to be on this podcast, which is probably one of the most listened to in the state of Michigan, my friend.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, so let's start that out. Let's introduce you to the Michigan business community. Please tell us about your career path that led to being a founder and CEO.
Absolutely. And I think the best way to start this is in 2009, someone gifted me with an anonymous $16,000 to pay for my last year of college with the one request that I paid this gift for. The reason I wanted to share that, Jeff, is because I have yet to date to meet that person. I just want them to know, as they're listening somewhere in the state of Michigan to this recording, that thank you. That was the gateway to get this entrepreneurial journey going. It has been exciting. We launched a company, which was originally called Light Tuition, in 2019. And we were, which is still today, the only platform that allows students to raise money for tuition that's sent directly to their school without the burden of debt. And then what we realized is we build this amazing software. How can we impact more people around the state, around the country, around the world? And that's what we realized. We started to license and subscribe our software to nonprofits, to churches, to small clubs, organizations, so that they can now have the same capabilities as the big guys to empower their communities, empower their causes, and make fundraising simple for everyone they encounter. So that started our journey. We're now in 4 continents, 10 countries, and have presence all around the world, but we are built in the backyard of Michigan.
Tremendous. You've covered some of it, but if you want to dig deeper, you're certainly welcome to at this time. Let's cover more of that company's history over the past 5 years.
Absolutely. So 2019, as we mentioned, we started off as Light Tuition, and we had the ability to touch students all around the world. And what we realized as we continue to connect with students, there's so many fragmented sectors around the country. We've seen what was in 2 years ago, especially with the pandemic taking place, a lot of organizations weren't set up to go digital. We've seen so many that had to shutter their doors, unfortunately, because they either one, didn't have the tech, two, had the tech team, or three, which we see so much, did not have the budget. And of course, it hurt my heart. I have a lot of friends in the nonprofit sector that had to close their doors. And Jeff, they had some amazing causes which were changing lives. So what we did in partnership with some of our community partners and support from Comcast Rise as a recipient, as we launched a large campaign over the past 2 years to let people know we are here to help and we are present here in the state of Michigan. So we are now called Light Rays, fundraising made simple for organizations to tap into and start using immediately to raise funds for their causes. Our next big focus that we're looking at, Jeff, is we're gonna make sure we have our system all around the world. We're here in Australia, Liberia, Kenya, we're getting booster ground in Guatemala. But of course, our main goal is to make sure we grow our branches, but never forget our roots, which is why we're making sure we stand present and active in the state of Michigan.
It's been an evolution over those 5 years. So let's pinpoint here in March of 2024, your scope of services, even more so than you've already greatly gone into, and how like the technology and your platform has evolved in those 5 years.
Absolutely. And what we realized over the evolution of the company is you get these softwares or fundraising solutions and they become very cumbersome. You have to now invest 5 to 6 hours learning how to use the basic functions of technology. And we realized it needs to be able to be used, be adopted, and be implemented within organizations within 15 minutes. That's how simple we had to make it. I know we were fortunate enough to work with a very amazing service organization. I think you might know it, Kiwanis, here in the state of Michigan. Sure. And what we realized is they touch so many young people, but like similar organizations, they needed a way to scale faster, to make bigger impact. And that's where we leverage them as a case study. How can we simplify it to make sure anyone of any age with any level of tech background or no background can use it. So Evolution had us revamp, go back to the drawing board, change our verbiage, change the technology we use to make it adaptable with any system the organization has. And that's been the evolution. And it's still just the beginning. We have a lot more we plan on changing because, as you probably heard, AI is taking over. So now we're looking at how can we make AI useful for our users, but still safe for their content on our platform. So we're looking forward to the next 5 years. But with March, we are excited to be able to let people know this is a Michigan-grown company. And of course, if the news get out about the opportunity, it's going to be amazing for people to say, wow, I remember that young man when he started off, and to see where we're going, because we're going to be a testimony for entrepreneurs throughout the state that you can win if you do good. You just have to stay true to who you are and your mission.
Excellent. And through your answers, I've heard that you've gone international, so to speak, and that Michigan growth as well. So speak to that again about Michigan and where the process has evolved out internationally.
Absolutely. And I'll start by saying this to anyone listening, tap into the amazing resources that's available here in Michigan. We had a chance to partner with the MEDC, the MSBDC, and they showed us how to look at to scale internationally. This is back in 2020 when we had this opportunity, and they said, look at the different markets overseas. What's an area that has a similar characteristic to the United States? For us at that time was the United Kingdom. But they said, dig even deeper. What are other countries that not only had the student loan debt, but have fragmented educational systems? And that's where we're seeing a global opportunity for us to scale. So what we've done so far, our first test in the ground was we built a library in Kenya because we wanted to make sure before we actually took boots to the ground and had our software there, people in those local environments seeing that we came to bring help, resource, and support. And that particular community was asking for a library. From there, we started our first campaign over there, which we learned so much. Even for students who are looking to come to the United States for education, so much hurdles they have to go through just to get on campus here. And that allowed us to change our systems to adapt locally to those particular countries. But on top of it, we realized how many great students there are around the world. And what one thing they had in common, Jeff, was they wanted to come here to study. So we wanted to make sure we removed those barriers. We get that talent in here to the state and actually into the country. And we realize even more, when you have a mission that's impacting the world, but bring the world to us in the United States, you can get support and funding for it. And that's where we learned a lot through the Michigan. So entrepreneurs, leverage your resources, ask questions, and don't be afraid to fail, because some of our best success has come from falling. But we have Michigan, other entrepreneurs, and our amazing family and friends to pick us up.
Excellent. So before being nominated and now winning the Best Small Business Awardee position, were you familiar with Michigan Celebrate Small Business?
So, Jeff, let me tell you this. I was actually at the event last year, and I remember I got invited as a guest because as I started to get more involved and engaged in the Michigan ecosystem, someone said, Mark, you need to come check out this event to see the potential of our Michigan companies. And as I sat at the table, I know the exact table I sat at, and I plan on walking by it. I looked at that stage, and I looked at the people that invited me. I said, you know what? I'm going to be on that stage next year. And they looked at me and they said, we expect for you to be on that stage next year, which is why we invited you. So it's going to be a welcoming home party that I've been waiting to celebrate for 12 months now, my friend.
Excellent. All right. Well, that answers, are you and your team planning on attending the May 21st gala celebration at the Breslin?
Absolutely. And we made sure as soon as we got the email in, we have everything booked, reserved. So we would be there from Monday until Thursday, not only celebrating, but networking and connecting with the other dynamic businesses and entrepreneurs who would be in attendance.
Fabulous. So if someone hearing this would like to know more about your company, how might they do so? What's that contact information?
Oh, absolutely. The best way to reach us is going to be by going to www.lightraise.com, R-A-I-S-E. So that's www.lightraise.com. You can always reach us locally at 586-819-0091. And please don't hesitate. If you like email, send us an email to hello at lightrays.com.
And I heard you mention the names of a couple other co-founders for Michigan Celebrates a little bit earlier, MEDC and SBDC. How have you leveraged their skill sets and information over the years?
One of the best resources I tapped into was, of course, they have the opportunity to reach out to their specialists. The state of Michigan, actually, with this one, I'm going to give a shout out. Melanie DeRide has been amazing. She is a specialty coach when it comes to high growth tech companies. We meet monthly. We look at the business plan, the pro formas, the financial modeling, any and everything an entrepreneur would need to be successful, they have the resources for. And if it's something that's out of her wheelhouse, it is a teammate that she can reach out to and connect with. So I spent the last year and a half not only rebuilding, but redefining and fine-tuning those small tweaks to make us successful. So they have the coaching resources. And of course, if you look for grants, they are available. Check out the website today. Don't wait until next year, next month. Check it out the second you hear this, because there are resources to support entrepreneurs locally. And then lastly, of course, Michigan has multiple smart zones that they have abundant amount of resources. We are connected locally to Velocity, which is one of the premier smart zones, if you ask me, in Macomb County. But tap into them, because not only can you get resources and grants, but you can have a network of amazing leaders just like yourself to help you keep growing.
Tremendous. Well, Mark, thank you so much for spending some time with Michigan Celebrates today.
My pleasure. Thank you again, Jeff, for not only the time today, but the time you have given over the past few years to make sure we have a voice on a platform to reach the people we need.
Excellent. Once again, Mark Alexander, founder and CEO, LightRays, Mount Clemens, Michigan, a Best Small Business awardee for the 2024 cycle of Michigan Celebrates Small Business. We'll be back with more Michigan Celebrates Small Business on the Michigan Business Network.